Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again in the Mains event on KPCRadio.com. I am, of course, your host, Joshua Mains. Most college sports are either fall or spring sports running through that semester. Basketball, however, has the unique distinction of starting out at the end of the fall, rolling out midway through the spring, and playing through the winter. This season set to tip off Saturday for both the men and the women. Joining us today are men's captains, Jordan Newt and John Flowers. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good today. How about you?
Doing good. Thank you for joining us. So let's start out with last season. 11-17, 18 different starting lineups. They got run through. You guys had one returner only going into that team. Mm-hmm. So what was the feel of that team? Did it kind of feel like it was just kind of thrown together at the start of the season?
Last year, I felt like getting in the season, we was trying to get to know each other. It was a lot of new pieces, new guys that was playing with each other. And then with one returner, he was our captain, our leader. He knew what it took to win, and he was trying to get us to get to learn that. And we had freshmen. We both were freshmen last year. We had a couple other freshmen, too, that were trying to learn the game.
Yeah, I think it was really – we were just young. Like, we didn't know how the season was going to be. We were all young, trying to – you know, come out and do something. We had, like, skill-wise and talent-wise, we had good talent. We didn't gel together all the way as a team. We couldn't figure that part out.
Yeah, I mean, talking to Coach during the season, we kind of compared it to, you know, a pickup team or mm-hmm. a rec league team because yeah. you had such little time together.
Exactly.
Midway through the season, you could see the gelling really start. Mm-hmm. There was that upset against Compton at the West LA tournament. Did you guys feel like that was kind of a real turnaround point for the season?
Yeah, that was, man, that game felt like a championship.
It was big, real big.
It was, I mean, because before that, we had some losses, but going into that game, like, we all just, even through practice, we kind of, as a team, we started coming together more, and going into that game, we just kind of took it as, like, we ain't got nothing to lose. We might as well just go out and play as hard as we can,
They had something to lose.
Yeah.
Losing to us.
We didn't, so we... And you kind of got to, in my opinion, you got to take every game like that. Like, every game, no matter if they rank number 1, 2, or 50, you got to play it like you're trying to win, and you just got to take it serious.
Yeah. Now, they ended the season number 5 in the state, 2nd in SoCal. Mm-hmm. Jordan, you made all tournament mm-hmm. in that West LA tournament.
Yeah.
Kind of pushed your way into the starting lineup right there.
Yeah.
You know, how did that feel?
It was cool, you know. And my thing, like, as same thing with John, too. Like, we, in the beginning of the season, he actually ended up starting. John started off starting, but then, you know, how it went with our team, up and down. So I actually was, like, the 3rd-string, 4th-string guard, like, in the beginning of the season. And I would be lying if I would say I wasn't mad. Like, I felt like I was better than that. But it's all a part of the story. Like, you just got to, you know what I mean, keep working hard, wait for your time to come. And when I got my opportunity, which was the Compton tournament, was the first game I started, I just did everything I could to stay in the starting lineup. So
now last year was also Coach White's first full year mm-hmm. as head coach. Have you seen any difference in him going from last year heading into the start of this season?
Yeah, I feel like he knows what it takes. Like, he knew what it took last year, but he knows even more what it takes this year. Yeah. Like, he knows our potential. He knows what we can do. He's seen us play good games. And when we play bad, he knows that's not what it takes, and that we can play better.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think it's the main thing that I like more about this year. I feel like there's a different type of vibe, like, when you walk in the gym, like, the seriousness, like, about it. Like, we still joke, we still have a good time, me, John, Coach Charles, like, all of us, but it's just like, we're sophomores, it's Charles' second year, like, we're not here to lose. Like, you gotta, whatever it takes, you gotta do it. Whether it's you play him, like, you gotta play hard. We gotta win. And we know that this year, so.
So you guys see a real difference in those day-to-day?
I was saying the way even practices are, like, we just take it more serious. We play harder. Our team's already working together, so.
So you guys, this year you have 3 returners that actually played last year. There's a whole bunch of red shirts mm-hmm. that were around last season. Mm-hmm. Does that feel like that cohesion is there already at the start of the season?
I think the main thing that I would say, and not that, like, we all had cool personalities on the team last year. I just think we weren't really, like, there were a few of us that were cool. Like, John's one of my best friends, but I wasn't super close with everyone in the team. This year, we kind of have, like, a group. Like, it's a group of us. You know what I mean? Like, we're all, we're all cool with each other. So I think that really shows on the court, too, like when you actually like the person you're playing with all the way. Not that we didn't like each other last year. We just didn't click like that all the way. So I like the way it looks right now.
So is it different personalities or just the fact that you guys have been around each other for a whole year?
Just around each other. Yeah. We gel well. Yeah. People are funny. We just all get along. It's no tension between each other.
Exactly.
So you guys have a new assistant coach this year?
Yep,
Coach Mike.
Coach Mike.
What do you guys think of him so far?
I like him. This is my first time. Like Jordan's known him for a while, but this is my first time actually getting coached by him and actually meeting him and knowing him. And I like him. I like what he brings to the team, his energy. He knows the game. He's played at the highest level. Everything that he's teaching us is preparing us for the next level.
Yeah, he was actually my AAU coach. My 17U year. He's a great coach. He played professionally. He knows what he's talking about. He wants the best for all of us. So I like him on staff.
Now, first game is Saturday. However, the season really kicked off with that Black and Red Madness.
Yeah.
What's it like to have an event like that to kind of showcase the team that's not just a game?
It's just to show our fans just how we can play and what we bring, and just to get everybody interacted with us, because at the end of the day, the fans are what we're doing it for ourselves and for them and for the school.
Now, Jordan, you won the two-ball tournament at Black and Red Madness. Your partner was your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And what did that mean to you to get to go out there and compete with her?
It was fun. It was funny. I wasn't even going to do it. She walked up to me and was like, can we do it, please? Can we play the two-ball? I was like, first I just looked at her. She was like, come on, please. I was like, all right, come on. She used to play basketball back in the day, so she really wanted to do it. It was fun. She made a few shots. I had to carry her, though, to the championship.
Now, the big difference really with basketball opposed to a lot of the other sports is you guys have those tournaments mm-hmm. right in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. What's it like having those tournaments as opposed to just a regular season, you know, two or three games a week where all of a sudden you got three games in a weekend?
Yeah. The thing that I personally like, because John, so we've both been playing basketball since we were little, so we've been going to tournaments since we were 7, 6. So the thing that I enjoy about tournaments is kind of – two things. One, as far as being in college, like one of our tournaments this year, we did two last year, but one of them that we go to this year, we go stay at. So we go stay at a hotel. The team is cool. The team gets to, you know what I mean? We hang out, all get together. We get to come together more. So that's cool. And then as far as like playing wise, though, what I enjoy about tournaments, it's like it's either a win or go home type thing. So you come out the first game and lose, now you're automatically in the loser's bracket. So if you lose your first two games, you're done. So, you know what I mean? It's kind of, you don't have any time to come out soft or play slow. Like, in last year, we were actually fortunate in every single, what were we playing, four tournaments last year?
Yep.
In all four tournaments we played in, we played three games. Only guaranteed two. So, if you played three, that's the best you can ask for. So, that's what we're striving for this year also.
Did you prepare any differently for those tournament games as opposed to another one, knowing that you don't really have a break?
I mean, I would say no. Yeah,
just being in shape.
Yeah, you gotta be in shape. Yeah, because your body, you know, first game, your body might get beat up. You gotta come back and play the next day. So, I would say I prepare the same for all of them because we take them all the same serious. But yeah, you really just gotta be in shape and try to stay healthy. I got hurt one tournament. I had to sit out a couple games last year.
So now you said, you know, you've been playing ball for a while. When did you start playing?
I think I started playing basketball. I think I started like the age of four when I first picked up a basketball for real, and then all from there I've been playing AAU tournaments, school basketball, now college. It runs in my family. My sister played basketball, my dad played basketball, cousins, everything. It's just like a tradition in my family.
I started playing, I think either same thing, three or four. I remember my dad would set up chairs outside and I'd just be trying to dribble the basketball through the little chairs, trying to figure it out. I started playing actual, I think, leagues, like YMCA. I started like YMCA and stuff, like 5 years old. So, yeah, ever since.
So who'd you guys idolize kind of coming up as a player, trying to model your game after?
Coming up, my favorite player was Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, that's who I wanted to be, really. My favorite player to watch. Still my favorite player today, even though he's not in the NBA. But just the way he carried himself, his mindset, that's what I wanted to be after.
I was kind of a mix. I was growing up, my favorite player was Michael Jordan, but I kind of felt like I wanted to be Allen Iverson though. Growing up, Michael Jordan was just always winning. The way he, you know what I mean, the way he takes everything was just so intense and cool. But I think I thought Allen Iverson was so cool. I had the braids like him, everything. I thought I was Allen Iverson.
You know, Kobe and AI were probably my top players in the league at the time. Yeah. I mean, I was always a Georgetown fan, mm-hmm. So AI from college on, I was on. Always good to see. So, Jordan, if you were to compare John's game to anyone in the league right now, who would it be?
Let's see. Probably JaVale McGee.
Nah, chill out. Hey, chill out, bro.
He probably like JaVale McGee.
Hey, bro. Not
he shacking out there or
nah,
what?
Nah, yeah, shacking a fool. He John be shacking a fool out there.
Never that.
Nah, I'm trying to think. If I had to compare John's game to a guard in the league. I'm trying to think who you play the most like. Because John, who are you going to say?
Give myself like an Eric Bledsoe.
I swear to you, I was going to either say Eric. I didn't know that was disrespectful, though. But Eric Bledsoe was good.
Good.
No, because John's game is...
As long as we're not talking his attitude.
Right. No, you're not.
As long as we're not talking about the
play,
tweets.
His play on the court. No, yeah, because John, he's super... The thing that he brings, he's big size, big body, so he's strong to the basket, can guard 1 through 4, maybe 1 through 5. So he brings a big element to the team. That is a good comparison, honestly. Eric Bledsoe or really any strong, fast guard who can get to the basket easy. Like, because he has a jump shot too, but his getting to the basket is easy. So
Derrick Rose.
Chill out.
Yeah, that's chill me. Out. That's me, D. Rose. All
right, John, if you were going to compare Jordans.
Ooh-wee. Let me think. Small guard. There's not a lot of them. Let me think. I'll give him a... Hard.
Like KD?
No, not KD. You know Tyler Ulis is?
Mm-hmm. You so disrespectful. you so disrespectful.
Nah, Jordan, I'm trying. That's a hard one, really. Who you think?
I would say that like Isaiah Thomas or Steph.
Steph?
By the way, I play.
Steph?
Like, I'm not saying I'm as good as them, but, like, by the way I play.
Are you IT?
Yeah, I'll say IT.
I mean, Steph just be pulling up from a little too far.
Yeah.
Like, unless you really ridiculous. Got that ring.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing that.
That's
yeah,
wild.
This Saturday. Straight off the tip.
Just pull up immediately?
I'm letting it go.
So now, neither of you are actually from LA, right?
Nah.
Nope.
John, where are you?
Detroit, Michigan.
Flint, baby, Flint.
Detroit, Michigan.
How long you been in LA?
This will be my second year here. I came here August of last year, so a little bit over a year now.
So you come out just to play ball?
Yes, just play ball, new environment. I have family out here too, so that's what I'm staying with.
Okay. So what really drew you to
Pierce? Basketball, 100%.
What was the biggest difference from Detroit to LA when you first moved out here?
Biggest difference? It's a lot faster. Faster, bigger, the people, just the whole environment, just the whole vibe.
Jordan, how about you?
I'm originally from the Bay Area. I was born in San Francisco, and I lived all in the Bay, like, growing up. And my mom was actually staying in the Bay growing up. My dad moved to L.A. My dad was a songwriter at the time, so they were going through their little court custody thing, and I ended up moving with my dad. And I was in middle school, so I've been out here ever since. I lived in the Valley. I was going to a little school out there for middle school. And then high school, I went to Westlake, like, past Calabasas. Mm-hmm. Went to Westlake for 3 years, and I graduated from Malibu. So I've been out here for... I spent like half my life in the Bay and half out here. So,
whereabouts in the Bay other than San Francisco?
San Francisco. I was in Dublin, okay, by Hayward, and then my granny. I used to live with her in Oakley, like near Antioch.
Okay, yeah, I grew up in Walnut Creek.
Okay, so, Walnut Creek, yeah, right by Walnut Creek, Concord.
Yeah, it's always nice. Mm-hmm. Just find some Bay out here.
Yeah.
So, heading to the future, you guys have any schools in mind after Pierce?
It's funny because me and John, we used to always talk about it like in the beginning of like last year, like, dang, like, I wonder where we're going to end up. I wonder what school we're going to get to. And it's kind of cool. Like, we're at the point now where we're actually talking to schools, you know what I mean? Actually getting interest, getting coach's call. And like, so and that's my thing. Like, I'm completely honest. Like, I don't have any offers yet. I have a lot of interest. Like, I've talked to a lot of different coaches. And John's kind of, we kind of feel the same way. Like, I'm, because I have, like, I love basketball and I enjoy basketball, but we also have good grades too. So if I don't like get the, go to the school like of my, not of my choice, like, how do I word it? I don't want to go to a small school, like, in a weird area. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, I would rather stay out here and go to, like, just any school out here just for academic-wise. You know what I mean? Like, I've talked to so far, Columbia, Cornell, Charles was talking to San Jose State. And then one of the schools I really like that I talked to is Chaminade. They're a Division II in Hawaii. So I don't mind going Division II or, like, Division I NAIA. But just me personally, like, I don't think I'd play like Division III or like NAIA Division II. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just personally, I would, you know what I mean? I would rather just focus on my career, my path. Like, you know what I mean? Get into my adult life, unless I can get a scholarship to like an NAIA Division I or a Division I NCAA or Division II.
Right. So if basketball doesn't work out, what's the plan?
If basketball doesn't work out, so the plan as of now is I'm pursuing a business degree. I don't know what for yet. Well, I have a slight backup plan. My mom's really good friend is like the vice president of Nike, and she's known him since I was like a little baby. He's always sent me Jordans when I was little, and he always told me, and he sticks to his word. He was like, if you get a degree, like, I don't care what it's in, if you get a degree, like, I'll get you a job working for Nike. So that's like my, if all else fails, not that it's bad, but you know what I mean? Like, it would be cool to kind of figure something out for myself if I can. So I don't know, but my main focus right now is trying to get a degree for free if I can get a scholarship. But if not, just go academically, you know, try to make it work.
Most of what I got from that is you got the plug on the Jays. But no, but John, how about you? What schools you got in mind?
In mine, I don't really have a specific school right now in mind. I've been talking to a couple of schools. Right now I'm just looking for the best fit that I can fit into, and that's going to pay for my education. But right now, I've heard interest from St. Mary's University, Cornell, Cal State, East Bay, Northeastern University, Quincy. But if basketball doesn't work out, I want to go into sports management. I just feel like the whole sports field and industry is just where I belong. It's just how I fit, where I feel like I fit in at. But I feel like in the future, me and Jordan can be good business partners. We gel pretty good together.
Yeah, he gonna work for me. I'm gonna probably be the boss, and he gonna
Okay, back like I said, he'll be working for me. But yeah, I feel like we can do big things.
Yeah.
But the first plan is just to get my education paid for free. That's number one.
Any thoughts of possibly trying to get to the same school?
Same school?
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, Charles, bring
that up all the time as a package deal.
We're going to do our part this year and put up the numbers, and then Charles going to do his part and put up the package deal.
If we could
end up at the same school, that would be super dope. That would be super cool. I know I was checking. I'm super into, like, checking schools and seeing, like, where other kids from community colleges go. And last year there was actually, I want to say it was from Fullerton College, like, two or three kids went to the same school last year. So it's definitely a possibility. Schools always need guards, so if it works out, that would be dope.
So now, college basketball has been in the news recently, not for on-the-court stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, you had the UCLA players shoplifting in China. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, John got arrested for shoplifting in...
I've never got arrested. Don't listen to that.
John sent it to me, actually, and I was like, man, you're lying. He sent it to me, and I looked. It's just sad, in my opinion, because it's like the one kid, Cody's actually my friend, Cody Riley. Like, I've known him since we were like 10. Like, I'm praying for him, hoping everything works out and he can figure it out. It just sucks when you get kids who are put into a situation that is like, it really is simple. You know what I mean? Like, they worked hard, all of them. They worked hard to get to where they're at. Literally, I don't know for LiAngelo for sure, but like for Cody and the other kid who are 6'10", like, you play 1-2 years at UCLA, do good in school, and now you're in the NBA making millions. And you go and steal some glasses from a Louis store. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't see it. It just sucks. I feel like sometimes kids take it for granted. You know what I mean? Like, you're put in this situation, you're put in this opportunity to go make so much money and go, like, live the life you want to live, and you ruin it in 30 minutes doing something that, like, call Lonzo. He'll send y'all money to buy him. Like, why? It was not that serious. Honestly, like, when I first heard it, I told John, I was like, it was probably, like, I think they did it just for the thrill. Like, bro, like, I bet you won't steal them glasses. He's like, bro, I bet you I will. And then they stole them. Like, because they're not broke. There's no way. LiAngelo drives a Ferrari. So I thought it was dumb. Super dumb. Hope the best for all of them, though.
Yeah, I feel like they was over there for one reason. That was to play a basketball game. Like, why are they focusing on going to a Louis Vuitton store to go steal some sunglasses? Like, it's a Louis Vuitton store here. They can go buy some sunglasses. I'm pretty sure they have the money for it. He's supposed to be Big Baller Brand. Don't seem like it, but I just hope they learned their lesson from it, though. Like, I heard the they could have got jail time from 3 to 10 years. I heard they got off with just house arrest for 20 days. That's a blessing, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like they just need to learn their lesson and just come back from it just smarter.
Right. So the other big story was the money issues.
Yeah.
Payoffs to coaches, getting players over to managers and things like that. When you see big names like Rick Pitino mm-hmm. getting caught up and going down in something like this, what are your thoughts?
That's funny because Rick Pitino, the kid that got caught up with getting paid, he's actually from Michigan. I know him. I played against him. His name is Brian Bowen. And it's funny because my dad brought up, like Brian had schools from everywhere, Kentucky, Michigan State. But he never really talked to Louisville like that. And then all of a sudden, Louisville was where he committed to. So it was kind of weird. But then after all the news came out that he was the player that got paid, it now makes sense. But I feel like kids, they shouldn't get paid to go to these certain schools. Because that now is treated like a business when they should be going to get their education. Like, I understand they're good in basketball and they probably go to the NBA, but nobody can take your education away from you. Like, you can always get hurt in basketball. Then what are you going to do?
I think it's a tough situation to try to, like, figure out or try to put limitations on it, like, to stop it. Because if we're going to be honest, like, every college does it. You know what I mean? It's not – it's the type of thing where everyone knows. No one just talks about it. Reggie Bush was – buying cars and used at college, you know what I mean? LeBron's mom had a Hummer. So when he was in high school. So I don't really know how all of a sudden they're going to try to stop it. Like, something that's been happening forever, and it's not just Louisville, Oklahoma State, and USC. Those are just the ones who got caught. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know what they're going to do.
All right. Well, that's enough of the off the court. Let's just worry about on the court. Saturday.
Yeah.
You can catch Jordan, John, and the entire men's team Saturday when they host San Diego College at 3 p.m. The women also take the court Saturday against LA Southwest at 6 p.m. in the first round of the Pasadena College Tournament. Prior to that, tomorrow, women's volleyball finished the regular season with a non-conference matchup, hosting number 3 College of the Canyons at 6 p.m. The Brahmas are currently the number 4 team in the state and just finished off a perfect run through conference play yesterday with a straight set win against Glendale, finishing 24-0 in sets. Soccer finishes the regular season as well Friday, hosting West LA at 7 p.m. under the lights of Shepherd Stadium. And football heads to Antelope Valley College Saturday with a bowl berth on the line. A win will put the Brahmas in second place in conference. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. As always, you can get all your Pierce sports news at theroundupnews.com or follow at Roundup Sports on Twitter for live in-game updates. You can follow me at the Mains Event on Twitter for any updates on the show. Slide in the DM with any questions if you want. Thank you again for joining us. Until next round, this is Joshua Mains, KPCRadio.com.